This is the BBC.
This podcast is supported by advertising outside the UK.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
6 Minute English from bbclearningenglish.com.
Hello, this is 6 Minute English from BBC Learning English. I'm Beth.
And I'm Neil.
Here at 6 Minute English, we discussed animals adapting their behaviour in response to climate change in earlier programmes. But we didn't focus on one species in detail. So in this programme, we'll take a look at an especially unwelcome insect, the mosquito.
Every year, mosquito-borne diseases kill around 750,000 globally, with most deaths occurring in children under 5.
With warming temperatures, mosquitoes are now spreading to new areas, including Europe. We'll hear about dengue fever, one of the diseases they bring, and, as usual, we'll learn some useful new vocabulary as well. But first, I have a question for you, Neil. Dengue isn't the only sickness mosquitoes spread, so which of the following is also a mosquito-borne disease? Is it A, Ebola, B, cholera, or C, malaria?
I think the answer is C, malaria.
OK, Neil, we'll find out later in the programme. One country at the forefront of the problem is Indonesia, which in recent years has seen a surge in dengue-related deaths. Here's Dr. Dewi Iriani, a paediatrician in the Indonesian capital, Jakarta, speaking with BBC World Service programme, The Climate Question.
Fever and muscle aches are common symptoms for a viral infection, but if they're accompanied by other symptoms, for example, red spots on the skin, or maybe there is a fever that lasts for 3 days, we can suspect that it's dengue fever. Day 5 to 7 is the critical window for a dengue fever patient. Sometimes parents don't know about this critical window, and when they bring the child to the hospital, it's difficult for us to help.
Dr. Iriani describes the symptoms of dengue, the signs that indicate the presence of a disease in your body. These include fever, when your body temperature is higher than normal, and your heart beats very fast.
Dengue is not fatal if you receive treatment quickly. There is a critical window between days 5 and 7 of the infection when a patient needs treatment to survive. A critical window refers to a limited period of time during which action must be taken to achieve a certain result.
Dengue cases in Indonesia have now grown to over 150,000, and many blame climate change. Periods of drought when little rain falls force people to collect drinking water in buckets, giving mosquitoes places to breed.
According to Professor Manisha Kulkarni, an epidemiologist from the University of Ottawa, higher temperatures also mean higher rates of replication, something she explains to Paul Connolly, presenter of BBC World Service's The Climate Question.
The higher the temperature, the quicker that the mosquito can actually replicate that virus within its body and then be able to transmit it back to another host when it bites.
Manisha also talked about the link between poverty and dengue, which is an important part of this jigsaw, isn't it? Because as more and more people move to cities and live in cramped conditions with poor sanitation, then more and more people are exposed to dengue, so there's something of a domino effect here.
Dengue spreads when an infected mosquito bites a host, an animal that another animal lives on or uses for food. And Professor Kulkarni is concerned about poverty as much as climate change. She calls it an important part of the jigsaw, an idiom meaning a part of a complicated situation that helps you understand it.
Poverty forces many Indonesians to move into crowded cities with poor sanitation. These provide the perfect breeding ground for mosquitoes, creating a domino effect, a situation in which something bad happens, causing further negative consequences.
The domino effect means that dengue is spreading not just in Asia, but in parts of the world which didn't have it before, including France, Spain and Italy. But the news isn't all bad. Fortunately, technology is getting better at slowing the spread, including early warning systems that can predict dengue outbreaks months in advance, and the ongoing work to produce a vaccine, all of which hopefully mean an end to dengue and similar diseases. Speaking of which, Beth, what was the answer to your question?
I asked you to name another mosquito-borne disease besides dengue.
And I said malaria.
Which was the correct answer. Dengue, malaria and yellow fever are all diseases spread by mosquitoes. Right, let's recap the vocabulary we've learned from this programme, starting with symptom, a sign of the presence of a disease in your body.
A fever is a medical condition which increases your body temperature and heartbeat.
A critical window is a limited period of time during which action must be taken to achieve the desired outcome.
The word host has several meanings, but in biology, it's a plant or animal that another plant or animal lives on as a parasite or uses for food.
The idiom part of the jigsaw or part of the puzzle means a part of a complicated situation that helps you to understand it.
And finally, one negative event causing another, which in turn causes another, can be called a domino effect. Once again, our 6 minutes are up. Goodbye.
Bye.
6 Minute English from the BBC.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.